بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد My dear brothers and sisters, we are on the subject of adab being the foundation, the fundamental foundation of Islam. And the importance of adab, the importance of manners before we even start learning the knowledge of Islam. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayh, he said to the people of hadith, he said to the students of hadith, you are in greater need of a little manners than a great deal of knowledge. And this is in the book Tariqh al-Damashq. And he said, he's talking about himself. He said, I sought manners for 30 years. And then I sought knowledge for 20 years. The righteous predecessors, Salafus Salihin, would seek manners and then seek knowledge. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you about the way of learning. You know, I mean, we are, today we seem to approach all kinds of knowledge without spending time on the methodology itself of learning. What do I need to know in order to learn something? And this is true for everything. This is true for, you know, even for worldly knowledge. All higher levels of knowledge require preparation in different ways in order to prepare us to absorb that knowledge, to benefit from that knowledge. So also from the issue of the knowledge of Islam. So Ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, he's saying two pieces of advice. One, he is saying to the people, you are in greater need, and he's talking to students. He's talking to people who have gone to some place, to Damascus to learn hadith. So he is saying to them that before you learn the hadith, learn manners, learn the akhlaq of Rasulullah. And he said, you are in greater need of that. You are in greater need of a little manners than a great deal of knowledge. Now you might say, why is he saying that? That you are in greater need of a little bit of manners. The reason is because at the end of the day, it's only action which gets us results. Knowledge by itself can be a benefit or it can be a problem. In the sense, not having knowledge is not an option. But definitely it is an option how much knowledge you want to learn. So, a person may acquire degree after degree after degree. You know, you get a bachelor's, then a master's, then an MS, and then you get a PhD, and then that's not enough. You get another PhD, and so on. So, you've got yourself a lot of knowledge. But then, because this knowledge of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge it based on how it was applied. So, if we are not applying that knowledge, then this knowledge becomes an argument against us. Now, therefore, Ibn Mubarak is saying, learn manners first, because that will cool the fire of Jahannam. Because of your akhlaq, you will get the dua of people. Because of your akhlaq, you will get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. And this is something which is eminently beneficial for you. This is something which will be really of something of value for you. So, he says, you are in greater need of little manners, than a great deal of knowledge. Then he talks about himself and he said, I learned manners for 30 years and then only I approached deen and then I learned deen for 20 years. And today we go directly to, you know, madrasa or something. We study there. We are studying his books and those books we study for 6 years, 8 years or whatever it is. And then we get a title of alim and we think we are you know, I'm finished, my learning is over. No. The issue is a question not just of time, but of the tarbiyah. Tarbiyatul akhlaq. Tazkiyatul nafs wa tarbiyatul akhlaq. Then, Imran bin Muslim reported that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said, acquire knowledge and teach people. Learn along with this knowledge, dignity and tranquility and humility for those who teach you, and humility for those whom you teach. Do not be tyrannical scholars and thus base your knowledge upon your ignorance. And this is Sahih, and it is Shu'ab al-Iman. Now, again, advice of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radhiyallahu anhu. He says, what is he talking about? He's saying, by all means, go learn whatever you want to learn and teach people. But along with that, learn to have dignity, to have tranquility, humility, not that you get angry, not that you are arrogant, right? Not that you are doing things which are against the dignity of the religion. And have humility for those who teach you, as well as have humility for those you teach, both for teachers and students. And he says, do not be tyrannical, right? Don't be tyrannical, don't force things, don't try to be harsh on people. Don't be tyrannical scholars, and thus base your knowledge upon ignorance. Because if you are a tyrannical scholar, then your ignorance is the foundation of your knowledge. Malik bin Anas, rahmatullah alayh, Imam Malik, he said, learn good manners before seeking knowledge. And this is from Gharaib Malik bin Anas. Learn good manners before seeking knowledge. And he said, my mother would dress me up and say to me, now he's talking about when he was small, his mother used to dress him up and say to me, go to Sheikh Rabia and learn from his manners before his knowledge. Tartib al-Madarik. This is from Tartib al-Madarik. Imam Malik said two things. One is, he said, learn good manners before seeking knowledge. And the second thing he said was, my mother would dress me up and say to me, go to Sheikh Rabia and learn from his manners before his knowledge. Take from his manners before you take from his knowledge. Final piece of advice I give myself and you. Abu Nu'aym reported that Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullah alayhi would say, if a man intended to write the hadith, right? If a man intended, he's talking about people of his time. He said, if a man intended to write the prophetic traditions, the hadith, he would study good manners and worship for 20 years before he starts writing. And this is Hilyatul Awliya. Abu Nu'aym rahmatullah alayhi says that Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullah alayhi said, if a man intended to write the prophetic traditions, he would study good manners and worship for 20 years before doing so, before writing down those hadith. My brothers and sisters, I remind you and myself that this deen came to us because people much better than us made a huge effort, and they have taught us how this effort was done. They've taught us what to do and how to do it. Let us ensure that we don't compromise that, and that we practice it properly in our own lives. The reason for saying all this is because unless we do it in this way, it does not benefit. And that is why you have a situation today where there are people who have graduated from universities and so on, people who have a lot of, or at least who have the pretense of knowledge, but if you look at their manners, if you look at what they do, how they do it, what they say, what they don't say, if you look at their approach to people, everything has got a problem. Everything got, and that's the reason for that is this, that they did not study manners before they went into teaching and attempting to teach and write and learn Islam. So learning of manners is a very, very critical matter as far as the fundamentals of Islam, Islamic knowledge are concerned. I remind myself and you, let us spend time on that.
Let us correct ourselves. It is very painful. It is difficult. It is hard because our ego comes into play. Nobody wants to accept that that we need. How many of us, even if you are listening to this one, how many of us are willing to accept that I need to change myself? I need to improve my manners. I need to improve my. You are willing to believe. I'm sure you're willing to believe that about somebody else, right? For example, your wife. I'm sure will agree with this. Or for the ladies, I'm sure that your husband will agree about you. If I go to your husband and say, "Do you think your wife needs to improve her manners?" Oh my God, fantastic! Absolutely, you're right. She should. And if I go to the wife and say, "Do you think your husband needs to improve his manners?" Absolutely. You took the words out of my mouth. But if you ask herself or you ask himself and say, "What do you think about yourself? Do you think you need to improve your manners?" What do you say? Right? Even though you might say it, but do you really believe in that? Do you really believe that? And if you do really believe that, then what's the evidence of that? What are you doing? What kind of help are you seeking? Very, very important for us. Unless we learn manners, unless we improve our manners, we cannot get any benefit from the knowledge of Islam. Very important for us. I remind myself and you, let us keep this in mind. And let us focus on this, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.